Ability may vary.
Saturday night is if you move it, if you vibe it. You're locked into Ben Malone.
Yes, thank you, Sam Devine. It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through for the next 2 hours, and I have got a jam-packed show on the way for you as I officially kickstart the weekend, taking you in to the early hours of Saturday morning. And we kick off with a record from one of the Wirral's hottest talents, now based in London. Blueprint is his name. Releasing on 360, this record's been in the making for quite some time, so I'm really happy to see it finally released. This is Blueprint and Shake It.
Shake it, girl. Boom, shaka-laka-laka, boom, shaka-laka-laka, boom, shaka-laka-laka.
Shake it, girl, shake it.
Shake it, girl, shake it.
Trance classic Reflect from 3&1, putting a 2024 deep spin on it and sounding good here on Friday Night Kiss. Now tonight's show is looking big. Joining me in this very studio, one of the hottest melodic techno producers at the moment, also dipping his toe in the Afro House space, Tommy Farrow is his name. He's going to be stopping by for a chat and a guest mix. More on that in a little bit, but right now, let's dive into this. Vintage Culture with Magnus. This is Nothing Ever Changes.
Feels like
to the sky. Please give it one more chance. It won't meet your eyes, but someday you will understand. The calm before the storm inside.
fresh from their launch party on Wednesday night to celebrate the release of this single, My Friend. They took over Basing House with a whole host of special guests, including Tommy Farrow, who joins us on the show in about 20 minutes' time. This record, The Calm, is the headline track on a four-track EP on Anjuna Deep from the My Friend boys. Sounding wicked, it has Taylor on the vocals and really feels like the My Friend boys have found their sound now and they are pushing on with it, and I love it. It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. We're going to dive into a quick break now, but do not go anywhere. I'll be unveiling my brand new Spotlight selection from Ben Hemsley right after this.
One good thing.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
And we continue here on Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through, taking you into the night. We're going to take things a little bit deeper now. Very shortly, I'm going to replay you last week's Spotlight selection, my track of the week, from Adam Beyer, Green Velvet, and Leighton Giordani. Plus, I've got a new one from Ben Hemsley, pushing the tempo nice and hard as he smashes out another trance anthem. But before we do that, let's get into this. Yotto teams up with Avira. This is Forget.
You
What a beautiful record from Yotto and Avira featuring Also Astir. It's called Forget, released on Yotto's Odd One Out. And it's now time to replay you last week's Spotlight selection, my track of the week. A record that is going absolutely viral at the moment. It is everywhere. Right at the top of the Beatport charts, a huge rework of Sharam's classic P.A.T.T. Party All The Time, remixed by the legendary Adam Beyer, Leighton Giordani and Green Velvet. I feel like this record might be the soundtrack to summer 2024. Let's replay it. This is P.A.T.T. Party All The Time. My track of the week from Adam Beyer, Leighton Giordani and Green Velvet as they remix Sharam's P.A.T.T. Party All The Time. So good. Not going to be the last time you hear that one on the show, that's for sure. Okay, it's time to unveil this week's. It's the first time he's released a major single release in a while. Ben Hemsley, teaming up once again with Shanai, who was the vocalist on Raise Me nearly 2 years ago now. But if a formula ain't broke, there's no need to fix it. They've done it again. This huge vocal trance stomper is absolutely what I want to hear more of from Ben Hemsley over the next year or so. It's this week's Spotlight Selection, Closer.
Tell me, am I dreaming or caught up in a feeling? Trying to find a meaning. Ooh. When we come together, we spiral into pleasure. It's like we're breathing as one.
love the energy in this. Malugi teams up with Narciss for an up-tempo, good vibes only track. I've seen videos of Malugi hammering this across his socials. Finally gets a release, and what a vibe. It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. We're going to jump into a quick break, and then it's time to welcome my special guest this evening, Tommy Farrow. He's going to be in the building. We're going to have a chat, and then he's going to jump into the guest mix. So do not go anywhere. Tommy Farrow joins me here on Friday Night Kiss after this.
Slash claims.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. Joining me in this very studio, Tommy Farrow is in the building. We're going to have a chat in just a couple of minutes' time. But first, let's get into this. New from Casablanca and Lane 8, teaming up for the second time. This one's called Remission.
Come again.
tonight's guest burst onto the scene in 2020 with a record called Let's Just. From there, he's gone from strength to strength, from Sheffield to London, from breaks to melodic techno, with some trance on the way as well. Tommy Farrow is in the building. Tommy, how you doing, man?
My man, it's so good to be here. So good to be here. Honestly, man, I'm really good. It's great to see you as always.
This feels overdue. I've been playing your records on the show for as long as I've been doing this show. I think you've had more of my track of the weeks than maybe any other artist, and yet we haven't done this yet. And it's my bad, but...
Mate, when we realised, I remember a few weeks ago when we planned this, and I was like, wait, we've never actually done this in we've 4 years of knowing each other. I was like, I kind of feel a bit offended. But better late than never, brother.
Better late than never, that's it. So, you moved down to London last year. I feel like that's kind of been a bit of a turning point for you.
Yes. I moved last August, and I love it. I mean, it took a while to settle in, just because going from Sheffield to London, like, surrounded by the Peak District.
And you were in Sheffield for a while, right?
7 years, yeah. So I was there for uni, and I just stayed a bit too long. Like, all my friends left, and I was just comfortable. I had a great studio underground in our basement. Had everything I needed. But by that time, I just thought, right, I am ready to get stuck into the concrete jungle.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. It's like 100 miles per hour. It's 100 miles per hour every day. Like, but I kind of signed up for it. So I was like, you've just got to just get on with it. And I love it. It's so, so busy. And it's good because the Sony studios are here.
Yeah.
I'm signed to the publishing. So I'm in there once a week. And like the production, the workflow is just so much better when you're in a studio, especially because it's hard to get in there. So when I'm in there, I'm like, okay.
Well, I was going to say, it feels like your output is up. Mm. You're putting the releases out.
Yeah,
100%. You've done your first sort of big EP project this year, the night we met. Was that like a big, something you always wanted to do or?
Yeah, it was. Do you know what? I actually wrote them tracks last year from about January to April. So 7 tracks in 4-5 months. And yeah, it was just a really good moment. And it was definitely something I wanted to do, like a big project. I love telling a story. And the night we met, it's about, you know, connections, love, romance. Like, I love that stuff. I'm a bit
You're an emotional guy.
Low-key, selfie guy, you know? But no, yeah, it really inspires me. And for my first big project to be called The Night We Met, it's special, and it's also a brand I've had for a while. You know, I started a party there a couple of years ago with Tabasco Midward, and we're also doing another party next Friday.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm so excited. It's my first event in London. Got because of art, Hugo, Cantara and Lils at the Ton of Bricks.
That's a wicked lineup.
Yeah, man, the music's gonna flow really nicely because of art before me and then Hugo after. Lils warming up, and it's just, yeah, man, I'm really excited for it. It's just what I love about events is it's an excuse for all of my best friends to be in one room.
It's like a birthday party.
Yeah. It's like, okay, everyone, you gotta be there, and people traveling around from just across the country, and it feels special. I never take it for granted, the support I get.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Let's get a record on from you. This is one of my personal favourite Tommy Farrow records, Colours of Love.
Oh, this is good in this one.
The colors of your love.
Friday Night Kiss. Joining me here in this very studio, my special guest tonight, Tommy Farrow. Tommy, I want to talk about the Tommy Farrow sound. Mm-hmm. I think it's quite hard to describe or kind of attach like an obvious genre to it, but there's definitely a sound that is Tommy Farrow, and you can spot a Tommy Farrow record when you hear it. How would you describe it, though?
It's a really good question. I think... anything with a melody, any, like, especially something that's euphoric, you know, and it is hard to stay in one lane for me. And I don't want it to be defined as just an artist in the melodic techno lane. Like, I want to be broadened, and, you know, I've done...
Because there's some Afro elements at times, there's some trancey elements at times, obviously you've done some break stuff.
Yeah, I think when I first started, like, trance was a big influence for me, but I have kind of gone away from that. I mean, it does... You can hear it in some of my tracks, still the melodic techno side of it, but at the minute, it's melodic techno and Afro-melodic, you know? Just that mixture. But anything that's just got that soulful and, you know, that euphoric feeling, I just adore making it, man.
Do you feel like you've found your sound and your lane now, and you know where you're going, and this is kind of like the route that Tommy Farrow is taking?
100%. Yeah, 100%. I mean, yeah, I really feel like I've got my alignment now. You know, like, just people, the likes of, like, Camel Fat and stuff, are just people I really look up to. And yeah, man, I just think melodic techno and Afro go really hand in hand anyway. Like, you hear it a lot together. So yeah, man, I feel like I'm really, really content with it all at the minute.
You mentioned Camel Fat. Obviously, Kevin DeFree's been supporting some of your stuff as well. Loads of other big DJs kind of getting behind the Tommy Farrow sound. Dream collaboration?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it has to be... I love a track with Mitami.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, they're kind of like that. They've gone a bit fast now, but it's just that feeling they give me. It's like, it's hard to describe what it is. It's like, oh, I just love it, man. Yeah, them or Camel Fat. I love Fidelis as well. Yeah, there's a few for sure.
So we talked about the Night We Met EP. You've got the final track from that coming out in a couple of weeks?
Yes, so that's the 26th of April. And yeah, this is actually a really crazy track. It's kind of great beats, but it's 132 BPM. And I actually made it 3 years ago and developed it last year. And it's just like the Night We Met EP is literally just a showcase of the sound I was just describing you, how my sound's just, you know, just so diverse. But I still feel like you can hear the Tommy Farrow sound between them all, you know? You've got the Afro melodic, got some breaks in there. So it was a showcase of just a broad, you know, range of sounds for sure.
Outside of the EP, you've been doing a couple of other releases, and I know you're working on a lot of music. There's a Tommy Farrow ID knocking around that I've heard some big name supporting.
The ID! Yeah, man, that one's been going crazy. So, I mean, yeah, so that one again is Afro, kind of melodic, some heavy percussions, but I've not had DMs blow up like this since Let's Just, and I'm like, that's where I know it's a big track.
Okay.
Like, I had Stefan Joel DM me, was like, dude, I need this track, I've been seeing it everywhere. Like, I think you know what one it is. I'm like, oh, man, this is gonna be big, you know, and I'm seeing it on the ID pages and whatnot.
That's exciting, man.
It is, it gives me a real big buzz. So yeah, we're just talking labels and we're talking an idea how we release it. Yeah, man, it's exciting stuff.
You also put something out last week on Interstellar, It's Never Enough. Let's give that a spin now. How's the reaction been to that record?
Really good, man, really good. It's great to get something like a big room melodic techno track out there, you know, especially my first label in America, the sound too. So yeah, that's really special for sure.
Wicked, let's get it on. Tommy Farrow, It's Never Enough, here on Friday Night Kiss.
Yeah.
It's Never Enough here on Friday at Night Kiss, and Tommy's about to jump into the guest mix just after this short break. Do not go anywhere. Tommy Farrow here on Friday Night Kiss, live from the studio.
Kiss.
Saturday night,
if you move it, if you vibe it.
Ben Malone,
you're locked into Ben Malone
on Kiss.
It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. With me in the studio, my special guest this evening, Tommy Farrow. Tommy, you're about to jump into the guest mix, but before we do that, let's just look forward at the next couple of months. What's on the horizon for you?
Well, what's on the horizon? Good question, my man. So we have the Night We Met EP launch party next week. We have the final track the week after, and I'm definitely carrying on the brand for the rest of the year. Like, nice. I'm putting my promoter hat on. So we've got 3 shows in Norwich at Gonzo's, which is one of the best clubs I've ever been to.
You've been playing at that venue for quite a while,
two
right?
2 years, 2.5 years. Yeah, man. It's a big family affair when we go there. It's just so amazing. The best way I can describe it is like Pikes, you know, in Ibiza.
Yeah, yeah. It's
kind of like
feel.
A big house party. So I've actually got my first all night long set on the 18th of May.
Wicked.
And then I've got another show in June and July with some special guests. And that's under the brand The Night We Met. So just trying to keep up with them parties. We're going to do another one in London around July time. And the track we were talking about earlier, that's scheduled for June.
Sick.
Which I'm really buzzing for, because I'm hoping it'll be like the summer track, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it takes the pressure off, because hopefully we'll just let that run for 3 months, like throughout the summer. A bit lazy, I guess. It's just like, yeah, I can let that do its thing. I remember when Let's Just came out, it came out in May and it just was blowing up till December.
Mate, it takes months sometimes for these tracks.
Sure, it only got put in a playlist in December, but as a producer, it's heaven, because it takes the pressure off and you're just chilling. You just, there's no pressure of getting stuff out. So I'm hoping, touch wood, that's going to be there. That's going to happen again. But yeah, man, everything's great. Got so much music, so much collaborations. And some great labels are interested, so everything's tickety-boo.
Wicked, man.
Tickety-boo.
You're about to jump into the guest mix. What's coming up?
So I have some great music. I have music from myself. I have a couple of music from myself. I have Grigore? We were trying to pronounce it earlier, weren't we?
I think it's Grigore, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another one I can't pronounce, Konstantin...
Yeah, Konstantin Sivol. I'm so bad at pronunciations.
And, lots more. So it starts off on a melodic techno vibe into the afro. Nice little half an hour journey.
Amazing. Tommy, it's been so good to finally get you in the studio.
Jimmy!
I'm buzzing to hear your mix. Tommy Farrow, live in the mix.
Big
here
love,
on Friday
brother.
Night Kiss.
point of your game. I'm tired of giving out and playing. Just let me forget your name forever. In the
Friday Night Kiss. Right now, you join us live in the guest mix with my special guest this evening, Tommy Farrow. And if you're enjoying the music you're hearing, make sure you get down to Tommy's night at Ton of Bricks next Friday. He's got support from Hugo Cantara and more. But for now, let's dive back in the mix with Tommy Farrow.
Compromise.
What an incredible guest mix. I love his energy. I love his sound. So good. Tommy Farrow here on Friday Night Kiss. Now remember, you can listen back to that guest mix on the Kiss FM UK website and on the Kiss Cube app for the next 28 days. After that, it's gone forever. Tommy Farrow, what a vibe. Okay, I'm back in the mix for the final 30 minutes of the show right after this short break. Do not go anywhere.
Ben Malone. Kiss Night.
Okay, it's Friday Night Kiss. You got me, Ben Malone, live on the decks for the final 30 minutes of the show tonight, and we're going to take it harder. Dusky, Skytech, and Above and Beyond, all incoming in the next 30 minutes. But right now, let's dive into this. A brand new remix on Medusa's label, Eterna Records, of the Medusa Boys themselves by Artbat. This is Friends, the Artbat remix.
I got a lot of pretty friends, and they all my own.
Classic that's come back to life through social media. It's been going viral on Instagram Reels and TikTok and the like. So I thought, let's get it on the show again. Sounding big. Above and Beyond, of course, played Drum Sheds just a couple of weeks back. That was a big show. And moving now into something from Sonic Vibe and Take In. This is Solar Symphony. Madonna teams up with Dusky. That's Camellia here on Friday Night Kiss, released on 17 Steps as they celebrate 10 years of the label. It's Friday Night Kiss. You got Ben Malone taking you through. We're going to start to push the tempo just a little bit more now. Lift the energy for the final 10 minutes of the show. This next track from Skytech has support from the likes of Armin van Buuren. It's called Push It to the Limit.
Don't get it twisted.